This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another edition of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, April 18th, episode 1443. Same as yesterday. We got Mark. We got producer Eric.
Hey, yo.
And we outside.
We inside. Yeah, we outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, we outside. Damn yeah. Right, we outside.
Yeah, we outside.
Yeah. Yeah. So. La.
Yeah. Crazy stories today. I know Mark has some crazy stories. I've got some funny ones. Mark, what are you going to be talking about?
Yeah, so I have three stories. They're all scams, and they all involve death, but like it's kind of like when a chef does thing three ways. It's three different scams and three different types of death. Murder, natural, and suicide. It's insane.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got a little Biden to talk about. Some things that are going on in his brain that might not be true, and then some researchers that think that they've made a breakthrough, which I don't think they have. I think they're insane too. So
I've got an old guy in one of my scams too, you know.
Yeah.
And Eric might have an update too.
Yeah, if we have a little time at the end, I'm gonna touch on how Dubai is trying to play God a little bit and it's backfiring.
I think we should at least mention it. We'll slip that in, but yeah. I'll get it going because we have a lot.
Okay.
So like I said, the trio of scams, trio of different styles of death. And the first one, the more I think about it, the more it makes sense in desperate times that this would happen. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. We've done one of these recently. It probably doesn't because, as you'll soon see, it involves transporting a corpse to and fro and goes from like a small to medium financial crime to like once you start moving a corpse, that's like a different type of crime.
Yeah. That's a whole nother level.
even if you weren't the person that was responsible for the death, you can't move a body.
Even if you're not doing anything with the corpse except for just moving it when you're not supposed to, it's a pretty big crime.
Exactly. Really? Yeah. That's exactly. Maybe that's why it doesn't happen more.
And it's disgusting.
Oh, you got to wait till this video. There's a few videos I'm going to play today that I apologize. I'm of course talking about bringing a dead body to a bank and withdrawing money from the dead person's account under the guise that they are old and just tired. Or not able to communicate, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Remember we did like those old meth ladies in the U.S. that brought the one old lady's boyfriend that died that they like moved into his house and this guy like died of natural causes and they like drove him to the drive-thru and they're like, hey, it's Ed. He wants to withdraw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This one's much more brazen and it's in Brazil. Meet a live woman, Erica de Souza. The Sousa and Erica de Sousa Vieira Nunez, I'm sorry, and very dead 68-year-old Roberto Braga.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, she's holding his hand up because he can't do it himself, and he can't hold his neck up because he's dead.
Dude, they blurred out his face. I'm going to play you a video in like 2 minutes that doesn't blur out his face, and it's disturbing.
I've seen the video. It's fucking... Yeah.
So Nunez wheeled the dead man into the bank branch, a bank branch in Bangu, which is in the western area of Rio de Janeiro. And she asked like for the bank to set up a 17,000 Brazilian reais, which is their currency, I guess, or one of their currencies, probably their currency, or which equates to 3,200 USD loan for her that Braga was signing off on. So she already had some like paperwork kind of set up and she was like, here's a $3,200 loan. He's going to sign off as like a co-signer.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
Right.
And then she called him her uncle, and everyone's like, your uncle doesn't look so good.
Right, because he's dead.
Right.
Why is he so pale?
How long had he been dead?
Everything I read said they used the term hours before, okay. Not days. So
days he would have smelled to high heaven.
Yeah. Right. It was probably half a day, it sounds like.
We gotta act now.
Yeah, like at least a meal's worth, like a shift's worth. Right. And it was pretty obvious that he died. So bank employees said he looked incredibly pale to her face and was not looking well. And then they started recording. This is like the video that you're going to see is like from the bank people, because they were all like, what the fuck? They started recording because they had to, because it was such a spectacle. And they even questioned Nunez on his health. They were like, is your uncle okay? And she was like, oh, him? Yeah, he's just, that's just how he be.
Mm-hmm. He gets tired.
Yeah, he's tired. They didn't, she didn't add, because that's how all dead people be, you know.
Oh, yeah, he just dead.
She was heard saying, uncle, are you listening? You have to sign it. I can't sign it for you. So she's like playing the part. If you're not well, I can take you to the hospital. Do you need to go back to the hospital again? So she's like, she's leaning all the way into this performance. And then she crammed.
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, she did what she had to do.
Or you just turn around and run.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Or you just let him slump over and you just take off.
There's two options.
Yeah. You're all in or you're not all in.
You're Meryl Streep or you get the fuck out of there. Yeah. So she crammed the pen into his dead hand and she said, sign here and stop giving me a headache. Because she leaned in. So, I'm going to kill you if you don't sign. You would hate that because you're so alive right now.
He's so stubborn.
Yeah. So the bank employees called the paramedics because they kind of could tell he's dead. They showed up and confirmed that Braga had been dead for hours, and Nunez was arrested at the bank. And there's no word yet, like, on exactly, at least I couldn't find out. I'm sure their internet's loose on like what the relation is. They have different last names. I don't know if, like, I assume that she knew him. Maybe a caretaker or something, unless they were both like homeless people and she just drug him into the bank, but he had money. So. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine there's more people involved than just her. And she was just like the one that they thought could pull it off. And
potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, I don't think she definitely didn't drag him in the car by herself. I don't know. There's probably guys in the car out there, right? Like, how do you think it's going in there? You think she's pulling it off?
I didn't see anyone like accusing her of murdering him. I think it's like they capitalized on a situation. But here's the video. Okay. Warning. It's insane. Oh my god. She's props his head up.
There's so many people around too.
Dude, his mouth, what?
Oh my god, he's so dead.
Oh,
yeah. There's no way that he's not dead.
He looks like a Hollywood dead person, like a makeup artist created a dead person. That's what he looks like.
It looks like Weekend at Bernie, the R-rated horror movie version. Yeah. Okay, that's enough. Anyways, you got the picture.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right, who's dead. Next? There you have it. She fooled no one. Who's next? She brought a fucking corpse into the friggin' bank.
Like I said, that was a one crowded bank, too. She went at like the peak hours where there's just dozens of people around, and she didn't suspect that someone was going to be like, that's a dead guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Live comment on X from Benjamin says, dead tired. Yeah. I see.
She's making little noises, little grunts.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
One of three scams. More to come.
Okay. All right, cool. Guys, Joe Biden has been living his whole life, or maybe just, I don't know, the minutes he was speaking in Scranton, living under the assumption that his uncle Ambrose J. Finnegan, who he called Uncle Bozy, was eaten by cannibals in Papua New Guinea.
What? Hang on. Yeah, Uncle Ambrose J. Finnegan?
Yeah. Ambrose. There he is touching his name on the World War II Memorial Wall. Yeah, there he is standing next to it. Biden's loony. He's crazy. So he was speaking in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he visited. Okay, it was in Scranton where he visited the memorial, and
shout out the office.
Yeah. And I guess he was speaking to reporters as he was standing next to this wall, and he said that his uncle Bozy, which was known by the family as, got shot down in World War II in an area where there were a lot of cannibals. And they never recovered his body. So you do the math, is basically what Biden was saying.
Dude, he has like, this has been going on before old age, it seems like, potentially. He has like illusions of grandeur about war.
Yeah.
Like, cause like, I guess not before old age, cause like his son died of like this thing instead of a brain tumor. It's like this war thing. He has like, just like a romanticism about how war deaths happen.
Yeah, no, he doesn't get him right.
Yeah, he doesn't get him right. That's another way of putting it, yeah.
So he said Uncle Bozy was a hell of a guy, and he ended up in a jungle populated by cannibalistic tribes. And I guess back then there's a picture of a cannibalistic tribe. And
well, this has got to be what, like 70 years ago?
This is World War II.
Yeah, 1930.
Yeah, something like that. 40, 41, 42. I don't know when
it was. 39, but it's when it started. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
almost 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. They said he said he was in the Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force, and he flew single engine airplanes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. And he said he volunteered because someone couldn't make it, and that led to him being shot down. And he said he was a hell of an athlete, blah, blah, blah. And the problem is that the Air Force or the War Department said that Uncle Bozy's plane actually went down due to engine failure. It wasn't shot down, and then it landed in the water. And
oh, so he's in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, he's in the bottom of the ocean. And he also wasn't even flying the plane. He was just a passenger on the plane. So he made up about...
But what if he hit the eject button and landed on the Papua New Guinea island and got eaten?
Yeah, right in their pot.
Exactly. He just, I'm free. Oh, shit.
It's like the worst place you can crash land in the history of the world, right in the middle of cannibals.
Guys, I need help.
Yeah. We have a situation. I landed in cannibals. Yeah. They said that the reconnaissance mission was sent out. They looked for this plane. They found the wreckage. I think one of the people was actually rescued, but they never found Uncle Bozy. But Biden went on to say, I hate to think about the last moments of his life, crash landing in perhaps the worst place you can possibly crash land, in the middle of cannibals in Papua New Guinea. What are the chances? Right.
That is a bad way to go. If they kill you first and then eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're like one of many, like,
yeah, I don't know if they're into roadkill over there, or cannibals are into roadkill, or right.
Like maybe, if a cannibal's gonna, like, if a bunch of cannibals are gonna eat you, you'd rather just get killed, hit over the head, and then eaten. But if if you're like in a prisoner of war situation, and you see the first 10 guys get eaten, that's terrifying, you know?
Right. I'm sorry. They found no trace of Lieutenant Prince, who was actually the pilot in the plane. And so he just made this whole thing up that his uncle was eaten by cannibals, and that's what he's been telling people for God knows how long.
It's a great story.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. So don't tell Biden you're from Papua New Guinea if you ever meet him, because he'll think you ate his uncle.
It's one of his like 20 go-to stories. He's not gonna change it.
He hates people from Papua New Guinea with a passion.
Oh yeah. It's the wrestler Papa Shanga.
Yeah. So that's that. And you know what's better than eating Uncle Bozy is eating a delicious local restaurant dish that's delivered right to your door. And that's what you can get with Cook Unity, right? If you've got culinary taste, you know how expensive exploring your local food scene can get and how hard it is to find time and energy to try something new. With Cook Unity, you can try something new and it'll be delivered right to your door, prepared locally by chefs, award-winning chefs, with locally sourced ingredients. So, yeah, I've enjoyed them tremendously. The curries that I ordered, again, some of the best I've ever had. Mark, what are your favorite dishes?
I mean, I said it yesterday. I don't think I've had one that I hate. I'll change it up today. Like, I love the steak, street style burritos, because I love like Mexican food and Italian food. They have plenty of that. They have a lot of Indian food. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had other meal delivery services on this podcast. And I have to say, these are more delicious. They just are.
Well, they're from professional chefs.
Yeah, they are. So unlike other meal services, Cook Unity is a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent right to your table. Every meal is handcrafted and made in a local micro kitchen, not a large production facility. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen, in packaging that keeps meals fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. So pick as few or as many as you like, 4 up to 16. You can do paleo, you know, vegan, dairy free. They got options for everyone, whatever diet you're on, whatever healthy lifestyle you're trying to do. They got you covered. So experience chef quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/hardfactor. Enter code hardfactor before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code hardfactor or going to cookunity.com/hardfactor.
And I'll say one last thing. Like, I'm not trying to be racist or stereotypical. We say in the beginning of the show, the Macho Man says, I'm not a racist. We're not. We make fun of everyone. But like, you can order Indian food from an Indian chef. You can order soul food from a black woman. You can, you know what I mean? Like, this is like, you get to see the pictures of the chefs. You can order Italian food from an Italian guy. You're like, you know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Do you get, pick
it's
up,
authentic.
Pick it up what I'm putting down? Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's authentic.
All right.
Yeah, and really, really delicious.
Okay. I'll go again. And then we'll go maybe me, Wes, Eric, me. Let's do that. Next scam. The last one was natural causes, I'm pretty sure, unless that Brazilian lady killed the guy for $3,000. I think they just saw opportunity. But let's go ahead and not end on the suicide one, so let's talk about that now. There has been a horribly evil scam trending in the past at least few years in the U.S. That a few major publications, like news publications, have done some articles on. They've touched on it here or there, referencing like individual cases. But Bloomberg came out on Wednesday with a full-blown investigative report on the whole trend with statistics, and it's called sextortion.
Yeah. I'll reference the show I was talking about last night, Trafficked, but they did a whole thing on sextortion and how they do exactly probably what you're going to talk about. It's fucked up.
Why listen to Hard Factor when you can just watch Sex Trafficked? Wes says it's the best news source.
It is amazing. It's an amazing show. Highly recommended.
When you're done with Traffic, check out Hard Factor.
A little more in depth.
they're more like 95% accurate. They've got a team. Yeah. This sextortion is internet scammers catfishing young men, mainly teenagers, into thinking they are talking to like hot chicks or whatever they're into, hot guys, whatever, but they're focused on young men, and they get them to send like dick pics and even more embarrassing stuff, maybe putting stuff up their butts, sending out like sensitive stories, like information about themselves, whatever's the most embarrassing thing they can think of. And after that, they get that, and they get the scammers have the goods. They pull back the curtain and say, aha, I'm not an 18-year-old with double D's from the nude pictures I sent you. I'm not Danielle.
I'm Larry.
I'm a 30-year-old guy that does this. Now I have all your sensitive information and photos, and I will unleash that on everyone you know and love if you don't pay me more money than you possibly could have as a 17-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary. I mean, that's why you don't put stuff up your butt and then send it to random people on the internet, I guess.
Right. Unless Danielle, but Danielle had double D's.
Right, she did. I'd probably send Danielle's put something on, but
I mean, she's got a rack on her. So then these kids panic and think their world is ending because they're young. They, you know, Mm-hmm. This is and then they kill themselves. Fucking horrible. These bastard scammers usually send the first naked pic. They like take the first jump, obviously. So it starts with like a, hey, age, sex, location, I'm Danielle, whatever. And then they send the first naked picture. So they escalate from flirtation to like, I'll send one if you send one. And then the guys send one back. And then it's on. One message to a 17-year-old that killed himself said, after like, they'd gotten to the final part, said, I have screenshot all your followers and tags and can send the nudes to everyone and also send your nudes to your family and friends until it goes viral. And the reason I said Danielle is because this was from Danny. All you have to do is cooperate with me and I won't expose you. I got all I need to ruin your life and make it miserable, dude.
Yeah. That's fucked up. They have all their Facebooks and...
They have their coaches. And you'll see in this one, this guy had a girlfriend. And they're like, well, I bet your girlfriend wouldn't like the fact that you were sending nudes to Danny. And
she would hate that.
She would hate it.
She would hate the video of me putting something in my butt and sending it to you.
She'd probably break up with you, is what the scammer said. So that kid sent $300. I think his name was Jordan from Marquette High School, RIP. And then he sent $300 because the scammers asked for it. And the scammers said, oh, by the way, how about $800 more? And Jordan was like, dude, here's my bank account. I have $55 to my name. I'm like a fucking 17-year-old. And they said, well, that's not good enough. I guess we're going to send the nudes to your girlfriend. And then he responded with, well, I guess I'm going to kill myself. And they said, good. If you don't do it now, we'll make you soon. So you might as well do it. And he did.
Jesus, that's fucked up. Where do they know where? I know a lot of these scammers are based in other countries, obviously. Like, I think, you know, like Asia is a big one where they do this scam. But do they know where this particular one? I mean, they're so hard to trace is the thing. Like,
yeah, we'd have to probably watch Trafficked. To find out. But
she had a hard time finding some of them herself, and she's much better than we are.
It seems to be at least like one network with splintered cells. There have been over 20,000 cases of sextortion in the past few years, all with similar MOs and like almost identical messaging. So it's all like a group of people or like copycats that like maybe they've been trained by the original group. So I don't think they have found the main source at all yet. That the article did not mention that at all in Bloomberg. Since March of last year, at least 20 teenage men have killed themselves due to sextortion, though probably more that we don't know about. And it's kind of like that episode of Black Mirror where the kid did that, but he was a pedo. So it's like similar, but they extorted him because they found out that he was a pedo, and they said the same thing, we're gonna ruin your life. Pretty fucked up. Not for the pedo kid in Black Mirror. He probably should have killed himself. But be careful out there, youngins. Maybe at least FaceTime or meet the people in person before you send nudes. Not like they still can't be involved in a scam, but definitely don't send nudes and sensitive information to someone you've only met online.
Yeah, and if it's just a dick pic, don't kill yourself over a dick pic, please.
No, that's the thing, is like they could have sent the dick pic to everyone, and it would have been embarrassing for like a year.
Yeah,
and then you have like the rest of your life, but you don't know that as a teenager.
I know.
That's why it's the perfect scam, and it's horrible.
Yeah. Kids kill themselves from bullying all the time.
This is extreme bullying.
Yeah, it's extreme. Oof. Okay. Glad you didn't end on that one.
Yeah.
Speaking of imagining things like Joe Biden does, some researchers from the SETI Institute and the University of California think they have had the world's first whale human conversation with a humpback named Twain off the coast of Alaska. So, you believe that?
Will is missing out. This is like his.
I know.
Will would believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they believe it. They certainly believe it.
No, I don't believe it, Wes. No.
SETI, by the way, stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And here's a video of the incredible conversation and what researchers believe they are hearing while chatting with Twain.
A team of scientists have managed to have a so-called conversation with a humpback whale named Twain. The team broadcast a recorded humpback greeting call through an underwater speaker. And Twain responded with a similar whoop noise. this exchange was repeated 36 times over a 20-minute period.
36 is the same.
The researchers say this could be a first step towards understanding non-human intelligent communication.
You're fucking... This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Bubble net feeding is a highly synchronized hunting strategy in which humpback whales blow bubbles to encircle and trap their prey. When things go smoothly, the hunting team operates in virtual silence. Other times, when the group's coordination falters, the rate of successful attacks lessens and their calls become embellished. Now, scientists are attempting to work out if these sounds relay information, such as blow the net deeper, or portray emotion like, you idiot.
You idiot. You moron.
These are like the people that think they can understand their cats or their dogs. Like,
that, yeah, they're meow, fucking
that meow
nuts.
Means I want food. That meow means I want to hang out. That bark means they're looking for a fucking squirrel, dude. Like, you can't understand what these animals are saying.
No.
You didn't make any of those sounds, right, Wes? You're not.
No, I didn't. No, that was those were all the real sounds. But you hear the one at the end. The one at the end was like, yeah. It's like, oh yeah, we understand exactly what they mean by that. Fucking morons. So
they're probably like, get away.
Yeah, they're probably like. So basically, what I deduced from the article is that they're saying is they finally cracked a code using AI and a sweet underwater microphone, where the whales now think that we are other whales. We have absolutely no clue what they're saying, but we have finally tricked them well enough to get a response from them and are really fucking with them now. So, which is not going to go over well once you find out, like, you call over a whale thinking that he's going to get some whale ass, and he finds out it's just a bunch of nerds with a microphone on a boat. He's going to get pissed.
Yeah.
You can't understand what the whales are saying. I'm sorry. No. No one ever will. No. They might be saying nothing.
No. Yeah. They might just... Yeah, just be making noises like a baby does.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but they did all this with the hope, because they say that whales are amongst the most communicative and intelligent beings on Earth that we don't understand. And this will further to help us possibly communicate with aliens when it comes time to communicate with aliens. That's why they're doing this. So
let's take it from 8 million feet in the air and bring it back down to how we start communicating with ourselves.
Right.
We have a big problem with communicating with human beings to human being.
Yeah. 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 Or dogs.
Let's focus our energy on there. Yeah. Dogs.
Let's do dogs.
What are we doing?
I'd love to be able to talk to my dog.
Right.
So yeah, they said because of the limitations of technology, an important assumption of the search for extraterrestrial intelligence is that extraterrestrials will be interested in making contact and so target human receivers. This is an important assumption, is certainly supported by the behavior of humpback whales. I don't know what any of that means. But yeah, they think that they're talking to the whales now because they went back and forth 36 times. And I used to do this with an owl in my backyard. I used to have an owl in my backyard with my former house, and I would go, woo-hoo, and then he would go, woo-hoo, and wait, do you know
what they were saying? Did you know what it was saying?
Yeah, he was probably saying, hey, I know you're not an owl. Knock it off.
Right.
You know?
Hey, an owl.
He probably said you're scaring away the mice.
Yeah. Hey, you're fucking with my flow here, pal. Yeah.
Trying to get laid by a female owl.
You drunk fuck.
Yeah.
There was no owl.
I'm out there smoking cigarettes, just drunk as hell.
It was it was like Eric said, it was your neighbor.
Yeah. So.
Both you idiots.
Yeah, so I don't think they're talking to whales at all, but you know, they've got the money to keep doing their research, so they're gonna keep going out on that boat.
Damn it, dude, we got in the wrong profession.
Yeah,
scientists get funded for the stupidest shit. All right, Eric, let's go from humans thinking they can talk to whales to Dubai playing God.
Yeah, so let me pull up some videos here for you to kick this one off, because Dubai has basically received what experts are saying. 18 months worth of rain in just one day, which is insane to think about.
For them.
Yeah, for them.
How many inches are we talking?
Oh, 16? Let me check here. Yeah, so I got a couple of Twitter videos here for you guys. And I mean, this is what they've been, bunch of rain and wind. The airports are just completely flooded. Like, you got planes just trying to
get through. Damn.
Yeah, it's a mess.
This is a desert. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, six and a half inches. Not that much, but for them, that's bad.
Right. It doesn't rain there at all, basically.
No. Six and a half inches for anywhere in a day is going to cause massive flooding.
Yeah.
True. But a desert.
But you'd think that the ground would soak it up a little more over there.
No.
Not really. I mean, deserts just don't do well with rain. You know, that's why you got flush flooding in places
They also built a metropolis where they get no rain.
True.
Yeah.
And so what's been happening is that overall, the Middle East has been getting quite a bit of rain. It hasn't been just like Dubai. It has been Saudi Arabia and all neighboring countries. They've just been getting quite a bit of rain. But the thing that Dubai has been experimenting with is cloud seeding. And they've just been sending planes out there just to see if they can get a little more rain, because they're a desert. They need rain, you know.
Yeah, what does cloud seeding mean? Because that's,
so basically they're flying, you know, China, I think, was the first one that started experimenting with this. But basically they're flying planes into clouds, and they're just basically building it up with a couple chemicals to see if they can,
injecting steroids into clouds.
Yeah, to see if they can charge up the clouds a little bit just to get more rain out of it. But that's a problem when, as the AP found out, they flew 6 or 7 cloud seeding flights before the rains. And flight trackers showed that they even did one right before the rain on Monday. And so they like supercharged these clouds, which essentially created like a hurricane for them.
So they might have figured out the key to rain. Like, they're fucked right now with the flooding, but they might have figured out how to cause rain to happen.
Yeah. And so, yeah, basically the point of cloud seeding is to like make it rain in places where there's drought or right. You don't get a lot of, like, California would benefit a lot from this, not in recent years because they've been getting flooded too, but overall they would benefit from this because they could get themselves a little bit of rain. But when you're supercharging clouds that are already giving you rain, this is basically what you get out of it. You get airports flooded, cars being like halfway flooded, people not being able to get out of their apartments or buildings, a bunch of water damage everywhere. And yeah, I mean, at this point,
the roofs are caving in on like mansions and shit.
Yeah.
And
high rises.
Like, there are people like told to shelter in place, but it's bad. People are jet skiing out on the streets. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. So let me see here. There was a thing.
So they said they use silver iodide, potassium iodide, and dry ice. And
is
liquid.
That what Dubai used, or is that what cloud seeding usually
uses? That's cloud seeding
usually. Because Dubai might have gone a little bit off the grid and maybe tried a different mixture that like actually works really well. This is the conspiracy. Is it cloud seeding or is it natural? How much of it was cloud seeding?
So this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because there's a lot of like news networks and a lot of people reporting that it wasn't cloud seeding. It was just a historic weather event.
Some people are calling it conspiracy theorists, saying it's cloud seeding. Yeah.
And so the AP was like, is that true? And so they basically looked at flight data and they found out there was cloud seeding that happened. And so at this point, a lot more people are starting to see that cloud seeding probably cause this, because you don't get like this burst of rain out of nowhere.
It seems like it could be reproducible if it was cloud seeding, right? You get on the phone, you get on the phone with the Dubai scientist, and you say, "What exactly did you do to the clouds?" And then you try to recreate it, and then, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, there's also like, there's countries like China also experimenting with the opposite. Just, I think they did in the Olympics in Beijing.
Fentanyl seeding.
Yeah, the opposite, where you just get rid of weather, rain, just, you know, to get sporting events to just do their thing, just keep on going. And so, yeah, I guess Dubai is at that stage where they're like, okay, maybe we shouldn't do this because we're going to kill a couple people.
Yeah, have people died yet in Dubai?
And so, yeah, so they're calling this a historic weather event that surpasses anything documented since the start of data collection in 1949. So since the end of World War II.
So many Lamborghinis and Ferraris in Dubai, too, that are so low to the ground, they're just fucked.
As of 15 hours ago, at least 20 people have drowned.
Jesus.
It's bad.
Yeah, and
so they're not admitting it, but the data pretty much shows that that's
yeah, been done. So,
well, everyone knows that the cloud seeded. It's just, does cloud seeding work, and to what extent?
Yeah, just that luxury vehicles underwater, entire highways underwater. Like it's been pretty dramatic over there.
That's not what you expect when you go to Dubai.
Yeah.
No.
So
it's like when Venice floods and someone's like, oh, I went to Venice last month and it wasn't flooding. There's probably a lot of that going on. I was just in Dubai. It was fine.
Oh, you went to Dubai and it was flooding? Oh, I went there and it was gorgeous.
There wasn't any cloud seeding.
Right. Online are, you know, people just being mad that they're trying to play God and stuff. But, you know,
any signs of it slowing conspiracy down? Conspiracy
freaks. So it seems like they are sort of getting through now. That means getting away. So they are drying up now, but
good.
Yeah. A lot of pissed billionaires over in Dubai now.
Oh yeah. Their property's ruined and their pets are dead. And
what about that island that they made, the flower island? Is that all underwater? The man-made,
the man-made islands.
Unless the flowers are 15 feet tall.
I have not seen anything about that. Probably not. I would assume they would build it a little high since it's next to the water. You want to get away from like high tide, low tide stuff.
I guess, but I mean, I don't know how high they built it. They built it from nothing. So.
And everyone's got a pool in Dubai too, so those probably flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pool's definitely flooded.
Into the houses.
All the tigers drowned.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the tigers. All right. Thank you, Eric. That was a crazy news story this week. Last scam ending in death, the murder. All right. This one's not good either. 81-year-old Ohio man, William Brock. He has been charged with murder after he shot and killed Uber driver, 61-year-old Lalitha Hall.
This is fucked up.
But there's more to the story than just an old man shooting someone for stepping on their property, right? Check out this news clip explaining what happened.
Lily Luciano has this story, and we have to warn you, the video is disturbing.
Lalitha Hall screamed for help as William Brock confronted her with a gun.
Yeah, I know what you're after.
But as the Uber driver tried to flee, police say the 81-year-old resident shot her multiple times. Oh. And then he called 911.
I shot her in the leg first time, and I shot her in the shoulder.
Why did you do that?
Because I was threatened that she was going to come and kill me.
The county sheriff's office says Brock was the subject of a scam call concerning an incarcerated relative, which turned to threats and a demand for money. Police say Hall, the driver, was also contacted either by the same scammer or an accomplice to pick up a package from Brock's residence through the Uber app.
The guy on the phone center here.
Okay. Oh. So the male on the phone was trying to get money from you, and she was knocking on the door at the same time?
Yeah, and he was telling me he was going to kill me and the family and everybody else around.
Hall, who was 61, died from her injuries in the hospital. Police say she made no threats or assaults towards Brock before the shooting, other than to ask about the package she was sent to retrieve. They also say Brock took her cell phone and refused to let her leave.
So if you follow that, that's insane. I guess, I don't know what this goal of the scam was. I guess they wanted him to put money in a box and then she was going to pick it up, and she wasn't involved in the scam at all. So these scammers contacted an old man, tried to get money from him, and they kept calling him and threatening him. And they're like, we're going to send someone to your house to pick up the money. So then they ordered like an Uber to do like a pickup, and obviously didn't tell her it was for like a fucking crime. Right. And so she shows up to the house and is like, I'm here for the package. Could have been Uber Eats, like a lot of Uber Eats. I know from experience, you can pick up packages and stuff. And she shows up and she's like, I'm here for the package. And he's on the phone with the people that are like, we're sending a lady over to get your money. Give it to her. So he assumes she's in on the scam. He's old. He's confused. He probably shouldn't have shot her five times, especially when she was unarmed. But it's fucked up. It's fucked up. The whole scenario is fucked up. They don't know who the scammers are. Oh, good news. Uber has suspended the account of the user that sent Hall over to her death.
That's good.
So that's good.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, he should go to jail for the rest of his life, murder.
Well,
I mean,
it's tough. It's his property. He thought she was...
No. She was unarmed. She was backing up.
No, I
saying,
agree.
Help
He's
me.
In, he is definitely in the wrong for shooting her without a doubt, especially so many fucking times. But to be scared was understandable in that scenario. Yeah, I talked to my wife about that, and she was on your side, Wes. But there, it's a tricky situation. Obviously, the most blame is on the scammers, and then there's some blame on Brock for sure for shooting her so many times.
Yeah, I'd say all the blame.
Yeah, I mean, they preyed on an old guy, and they
like they didn't send over some like young guy. They sent over the 61-year-old woman who was clearly begging for her life.
They sent over an Uber driver. It was just going to be whoever accepted the trip. Sure. And they were the
and that guy's clearly out of his mind a little bit, and you know
he is.
And I know so he was scared, but
scammers are probably still doing it. So there it is. That was the murder one. Damn. Nothing good to end on. Is there?
I wish she would have ended on the suicide one.
Yeah, that's better. In your opinion?
I think so.
Anything good in the news? Let me see. Let me just Google real quick. Puppies or 11 dogs found dead in a creek and bags. Nope, that's not good either. Okay.
Is that in Austin?
No.
I saw some dead dogs were found in some popular Austin creek.
Yeah, 11. It might have been Austin. 11 dogs found dead. Nope, nothing good. Nothing good in the news today. We'll find something fun tomorrow to end the week. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Spread the word. Also, if you didn't hear yesterday, make sure you check it out on like Apple or Podcast or Spotify. Hit that, you know, like we want to get those download numbers. So wherever you consume it, take your preferred spot, but also play it on Apple and Spotify for us. We love you. Have a great fucking day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.